Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. The European honeybee industry in the United States is credited with being totally or partially responsible for pollinating certain crops at a value of $15 billion. At a recent meeting of certified crop advisors, Gilbert Miller, watermelon specialist at Clemson's Edisto Research and Education Center, told us that watermelons are among crops completely dependent on pollinators for fruit set. Watermelons have separate male and female flowers on the same plant. The male flowers are high in pollen, which provides protein to raise young. Female flowers, however, are low in nectar that attracts insects. And for seedless watermelons, which are favored these days, it takes over 24 bee visits to one flower for effective pollination. For each acre of seedless watermelons, a grower must provide at least one healthy beehive. That's 30,000 workers. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.